What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after years of running from what shared her space, she learned that not all presences come to frighten. Some simply come to coexist.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is, and welcome to the program. We'd love to get your ghost stories. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com on the internets, or you can also call in at 855-853-4802. Call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Any moment in your life you feel you must expel the ghost story from within your soul, we're here to listen.
Always. I actually think that people, when they do experience stuff, the fact that they can expel the ghost story actually is quite helpful for some
it
folks
is.
To be able to tell whether, you know, not one-on-one, so they don't have to worry about being judged. Mm-hmm. They can just tell an anonymous source, really, and kind of get it off their chest.
You know what I like about it is when it happens, like, in real time, because sometimes you'll get those where it's like, oh, my God, this just happened, like, right now. That's got to be, I agree. I think it's therapeutic. You can get it out. Yeah. I'm wondering if the quicker you can get something like that out, and just put it into the world, whether you're talking directly to somebody or like this, on a phone call where it's going to end up on a ghost show, does that lessen the trauma of it? Longer you hold it in, does that make the trauma of a impactful moment like that, and let's say it is spooky and traumatic, getting it out quicker, does that lessen it, or does it negate it at all?
I'll go.
Okay.
I think that actually, because Harper and I just did a story yesterday where this woman wrote in and she's like, I'm on vacation right now and this is what's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think it helps to get it out soon if you can, because you remember little details you might forget later.
Yeah.
I think that's important. And sometimes it's just therapeutic to be like, am I crazy? I need to get this off my chest. Mm-hmm. Rather than hold on to it for years and go back to some childhood trauma, paranormal trauma, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think that could be quite helpful.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Todd?
I mean, I agree with that. I think that even though there's not a person there, if you're able to get it off your chest or get it out of your mind, mm-hmm. at least you're not holding on to it, rethinking it.
Yeah. I think it helps to process it.
Yeah, faster. Exactly. Yeah,
when you're doing that. Yeah. I mean, I always used to think like, well, that sounds silly. Like, why, blah, you know, whatever. But it's true. I mean, those things do work and they're applicable in other areas too. Yeah, interesting. So there, call and share your ghost story now or continue to suffer in silence.
Get that added to the intro, would you, Tony? Exactly.
Call in your real ghost story now or continue to suffer in silence.
There you go.
You are listening to the EIB Radio Network. 10 people got that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's do a letter here on the program. It says, by the time she reached adulthood, she could look back and divide her life into houses. Five of them, to be exact. Two had been entirely ordinary, quiet, forgettable, the kind of place you live in without ever really noticing. The other three were different, not loudly haunted, not dramatic in the way films like to portray, but active in a quieter, more unsettling sense, as though something within their walls had noticed her presence and decided to respond. Her first experience happened when she was seven. Her parents weren't religious, but they sent her to a Sunday school anyway. As an only child, it was less about faith and more about giving her somewhere to socialize, somewhere to belong. One spring afternoon, the group took a trip into the countryside to explore an old churchyard near the village of Pensford, about half a hour outside Bristol. The church sat quietly among rolling green fields, its stone walls weathered and softened by age. The cemetery surrounding it was old enough that many of the headstones had begun to sink and tilt, their inscriptions worn nearly smooth. While the adults talked and other children stayed together, she wandered off on her own, fascinated by the dates carved into the stones. She liked counting how old people had been, or how old people had been when they had died, treating the information with a child's curiosity rather than fear. Eventually, she drifted towards the far corner of the graveyard where the graves grew older and more neglected. There, partially hidden beneath an overgrown bush, she noticed something out of place. She pushed the branches aside and found a small wooden cross resting in the earth, simple, unmarked. More like something you'd place over a buried pet than a person. As she straightened up, her attention was pulled forward. About 8 meters away stood a figure. It was solid, clear, undeniably there. The figure wore a brown hooded robe, fabric heavy and opaque. The hood was drawn low, obscuring the face entirely. She couldn't see eyes or skin, just darkness beneath the hood. And yet she wasn't afraid, not in the way she might have expected to be. Instead, she felt rooted to the spot, overcome with fascination as she watched the figure glide past her, moving smoothly through the cemetery before dissolving into nothing. It didn't fade like mist. It didn't walk away. It was simply gone. She ran back to the group and told them what she'd seen. The adults smiled politely. The other children laughed. She'd always been known for an overactive imagination, and this was chalked up as another story. She didn't argue, but she never forgot it. A few years later, when she was 9 or 10, her parents separated. Her mother remained, and they moved into a 1960s-style house built on what had once been open farmland. There was no old history to the land, nothing ancient or ominous about it. By all logic, it had been unremarkable. It wasn't. As an only child, she had the largest bedroom in the house. It was painted cheerful shades of blue and yellow, filled with light, and quickly became the gathering place for sleepovers and weekend hangouts. On the surface, it was a happy room, but something about it never quite felt right. One night during a sleepover with a friend, they had just settled into bed when an enormous knocking erupted from within the walls of her bedroom. Not a tap, not a creak, a heavy, deliberate pounding that continued relentlessly for nearly 15 minutes. Terrified, they ran to her mother, who blamed the boiler. But the boiler wasn't near her room. There were no pipes in those walls. The explanation didn't fit. Over the next year, the disturbances continued. While sitting in the living room, they would hear heavy footsteps moving around her bedroom upstairs, slow, purposeful pacing, yet whenever someone went to check, the room was empty. As she grew older and more emotionally settled, the activity faded. Still, the unease never fully left. Her bedroom never felt like a place of rest. Her third and most intense experience came years later, after she moved in with her partner. Their flat occupied the first floor of an old Edwardian house, dark, solid, full of character. It was their first proper home together, and despite the building's heavy atmosphere, she loved it. Around that time, her grandmother was gravely ill, while the rest of her family held on to hope she knew better. Working as a personal assistant to a pathologist had given her an understanding of death that others lacked. The night before her grandmother passed, she said her goodbyes. The next morning, her partner left for work, stepping out around 5:30 a.m. She stayed in bed, half awake, drifting in and out of sleep. Not long after she left, she heard footsteps, heavy, unmistakable footsteps, climbing the stairs towards the bedroom. She heard the door open. She felt the unmistakable sensation of being watched. Assuming her partner had forgotten something, she turned towards the doorway. No one was there. The door was shut. The moment marked the beginning of something she could no longer ignore. She became deeply uncomfortable in the bedroom, to the point where she showered with the door open, unable to shake the feeling of being observed. On days when she worked from home, she experienced things she couldn't explain. One morning, a sudden breeze moved through the bathroom, passed between her legs, and sent the papers she was working on fluttering to the floor. All the windows were closed. Her kitten watched the movements intently, tracking it across the room before calmly settling down again. The defining incident happened one evening when she and her partner fell asleep on the sofa. She woke to a terrible groaning sound, like something choking or someone choking. Then came the sound of crinkling, as if sweet wrappers were being scrunched and tossed around the room. Assuming the kitten was at fault, she sat up and scolded her, only to find the cat fast asleep on her pillow. That was her breaking point. During winter evenings, she dreaded being alone in the flat. She began killing time in supermarkets or pubs, waiting for her partner to come home. Eventually, she reached out to her uncle, a spiritualist, who had helped her clear another property years before. The moment he entered the flat, he stopped. He told her he sensed her discomfort in the bathroom. He explained that an older man visited the space, using it as a passageway, just as he had in life, to move between two houses. She laughed. The idea seemed ridiculous. The house wasn't connected to the neighboring one. Then her normally placid kitten became aggressive, hissing and swiping at her uncle until she had to lock the animal in the kitchen. The atmosphere thickened. The hairs on her arms stood on end. Her uncle said the spirit had moved on and meant no harm. He was simply passing through. They left the flat that night, not long after they moved. Later, she mentioned the experience to her landlord. He admitted that, yes, both houses had once belonged to an older man in the 1920s. There had been a connecting doorway through what was now her bathroom, sealed decades earlier during renovations. Now, at 26, she lives in a beautiful Victorian flat. There is a presence there, too. But it isn't threatening. It doesn't demand attention or instill fear. It simply exists quietly alongside her, her partner, and their fully grown cat. For the first time, she isn't running. She's learned that not all presences are meant to scare. Some simply linger, content to share the space as long as they're acknowledged. And for now, that feels like enough. There you go.
Well, don't you think that's a truth? That sometimes they don't all have to be there for jump scares, and can they just kind of exist there?
Yeah, yeah. I think so, right? Yeah. Unless you're Tony's ghost, and then you're definitely only there to scare other people.
If Tony was haunting me, I'd be like, Jesus, Tony, you've got to stop.
And I'd be like, I can do whatever I want.
Exactly. That would be the thing. It wouldn't be scary or anything, but I'm like, quit pulling the blankets off. Like, we're done. Go.
I think I'd let you sleep in peace. I wouldn't do that. But during the day, you know, like if your alarm clock goes off or something, let's say it did. And you keep hitting snooze, I'd make it fly across the room and burst into pieces.
Get your damn ass out of bed.
That's one of my pet peeves of humans, with the alarm clocks, where it's like snooze, 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 snooze. It's one thing if it's just you, but if they're, and I do not have this problem in my relationship right now, but in the past I've had this, where the partner is just, it's like, there's other people here that are sleeping that can sleep longer. And if you have a different, it's like, blah, that was always.
Get up.
Yeah.
I don't hit the snooze anymore, but I've got two distinct alarm set. One that I can get up and get going. One that will allow me to stop it and know the second one will come in like 30 minutes instead of like 10. I'd still be on time and all that, but I don't allow myself to hit snooze because I would probably stay in bed all day.
That's a system you have there where it's like, okay, because you know you're going to want some time, but this is the deadline. So you kind of like, okay, I'm getting awake, and then I get that. I always wake up before my alarm, like just a minute or two. I don't know. My internal clock is like crazy like that. And it sucks too, because I can do that like down to the second, like during the week. And on the weekends, it's still there too. I can't like turn it off for whatever reason. So
when I was doing mornings, you know, when you have to be in a radio station at a specific time, you really can't be late. This isn't a situation where you can arrive 5 minutes late or something like that. So my last job, I was getting up at 3:30 every morning, 3:15. And I would not sleep for crap because I was constantly concerned that my alarm didn't go off or I missed it. It was like every hour and a half, I'd wake up, check the clock, go, okay, I've got 3 hours left. Okay, I've got 2 hours, but I would never get a really good sleep because I was always worried about being late.
I know it, because I had the same thing. I had to get up at 3:15, and I was the only one doing the morning show at that time. So everything's on me. If I don't show up, there's nobody else.
Yeah. Right.
I'm so happy that the world has worked out the way it has. Otherwise I'd be doing morning radio. And I don't know how long I could keep that up, that those hours, honest to God. You know, I've done it a handful of times, for a year or two at a time. And I enjoyed the show. I mean, that was always fun, but the fucking hours, I've never was comfortable with that ever. Like I never got into a rhythm where I'm like, this feels good.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine, you know, I doing it. Yeah. I couldn't do it.
Some of these TV morning people get up at like 2:30 in the morning because they've got to be on by like 5 now or something like that. It's just freaking crazy. Well,
and I guess it's one thing. It'd be a very difficult thing to maintain a family. and or just relationships in general, you know, outside of work, because that just that totally, you know, by when people are going to socialize or do things, you got to be in bed, you know. And that's what I hated about morning radio too, especially when you do like an evening event or something, and then you got to, you know, be up at the like 4 a.m. I hated that. There was one thing that, this was kind of a funny story. When I lived in Michigan and was doing it, I was in Traverse City, Petoskey area, and they're right on the time zone line, basically, or pretty close to. And when you're right there with sun setting in northern Michigan in summer, it don't go down to like 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
And literally, I've been outside at 10:30, and it's like still fairly light because the sun's setting. There's a handful of days like that. And I was not expecting that. Because we're from Wisconsin, which you think, oh, it's pretty similar, but there's a time difference there, and that affects that dramatically. So I remember going to bed around, you know, I went to bed earlier than I was, like 6-7 o'clock at night, in the middle of summer. And I got to, you know, have my windows fairly shaded, but, you know, still some sunlight gets in. And I fall asleep, and then I wake up, and I look at my alarm and I see 10, and I'm like, shit. Cause, you know, I'm thinking I overslept and it's 10 a.m. because there's fucking light outside.
Yeah.
I get up, like I fly into, you know, I already missed the show, but I fly into the bathroom quick, and I'm like just trying to get as ready as I can to run out the door. And then I literally get outside. I'm like, this just, what the fuck? Oh, it's 10 o'clock at night.
I did not have that happen to me, but you're right about the time, because it is right on the border of where it kind of switches over to central time or whatever.
Yeah.
The other thing I could never get used to in Michigan was all the snow. The lake effect snow was absolutely crazy in some parts. You were up there. I was down in Grand Rapids, Michigan, you know, we got hit really bad down there too. Lovely state, beautiful, lots of things I love about it. The weather was not one.
That's why I left. I would probably still be there today had the winters not sucked so much.
Yeah.
I mean, summers are beautiful. There's some of the most beautiful summers, and there's some of the most beautiful spots, believe it or not, in Michigan. I know it sounds like, huh? But let's check out Michigan, check out that area, the Traverse City and upper Michigan. For the snow, holy shit, lake effect. Every day, lake effect means you're, even if there's not a storm system coming in, you still get snow because of the wind going over the lake, then producing precipitation, which in winter turns to snow. Every goddamn day in winter for months on end, 3 to 5 inches daily at least.
Yeah.
And then I'd be playing basic, and the radio station's on a hill, and I'm coming down the hill the other way, and you got snow plows coming, and the road's still covered in snow at 3-4 a.m. So you're playing kind of Russian roulette with the snow plows that you're going to be able to stop, turn on the hill and go up another hill while the snow plow's coming at you. I had enough. I had enough and called that a day. It was funny because when I left Michigan, I had my winter coat on. There was like 4 or 5 feet of snow, literally. And I remember just leaving and like looking out my window, and like the snowbank is like up to the window, at least that I'm driving out of my apartment complex. And I'm leaving from there, and I drive, I stopped for gas about two or three times, get down to Kansas, which is where I was going to Wichita. And I'm in Kansas, and I still got all my cold shit on. And the temperature had changed so dramatically. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
It was like seasons changed in the course of driving, because I kind of went nonstop. But yeah, that was an adventure. And that's my Michigan rant. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. We're going to be exchanging recipes in the next moments.
For sweaty balls.
For sweaty balls. There you go.
The way you said that made me think of sweaty balls.
Yes.
I'm Terry Gross. This is Fresh Air.
Everybody likes your balls.
Is that still on?
Did she give it up?
No, I don't know that it... Well, I don't... It's not on here. But okay. It might still be on.
I haven't listened to NPR in ages, and I don't know... I don't listen to radio of any sort anymore. I don't know. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything, it is all there on Apple Podcast and Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online to get in on all of that. Until next time, for Carol and Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's Social Casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's Social Casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's Social Casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
America's Social Casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.